This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL season is inching closer and closer. Who are the contenders and who are the pretenders in 2020? We have four downs to figure out your team's future. It's time now for First and Goal on the Zach Gelb Show.
And today on First and Goal, we take a look at the New York Football Giants, and we do so with a former member of the Giants organization in their front office. That is Mark Ross, who is now an NFL Network analyst, and you can follow him on Twitter, at Mark Ross. And make sure that you watch NFL Network's Inside Training Camp Live, with coverage airing daily starting each day at 10 a.m. Eastern. Mark, always do appreciate when you jump on board with us, and when we start off with Big Blue, they have a new sheriff in town. That is a man by the name of Joe Judge. When you heard about the Joe Judge hire, what was your initial reaction?
Well, of course, it was out of the blue. You hadn't heard much about him. And, you know, of course, there was other guys like Eric Bieniemy who kind of I felt got overlooked and who had a much stronger resume, who had done a lot, accomplished a lot more things. And, of course, now we're into the whole the minority coach is getting overlooked, and Eric Bieniemy was an accomplished college player, pro player, great coach and all that, Super Bowl offensive coordinator, Super Bowl winning offensive coordinator. And then when Joe Judge got hired over a guy like that, it was definitely a shock and a surprise with the limited resume that Joe Judge had. But I guess that's what the Giants were trying to find in their culture, of this the tough guy image that they're trying to portray this year in the 2020 season.
And already right out of the gate with that tough guy image, we're hearing about Joe Judge in the training camp practices, make the players run laps for punitive actions, even making some coaches run laps too. I don't think that's a big deal, but that is being created a storyline now. Do you think that's potentially problematic when you look at the approach of Joe Judge?
Yeah, you know, it could be a big deal because no one does it anymore. And you hear Bill Belichick has done it in the page, but no one else does it. And everyone wants to compare who's come from the Belichick tree to say we do it like Belichick, but he's one of a kind. I mean, first you have to replicate to say I have Tom Brady as my quarterback. I have to get the greatest quarterback of all time to be my quarterback, to anchor everything I do and anchor all these policies that I implement. And unless you can do that, then these things where you treat the players as if they're not men, that's tough to create, especially if you lose and you're making guys run laps and they have never done that for their life or haven't done it since Pop Warner football. That's not going to sit well with grown men. The Giants have a lot of young players, so right now everyone's saying the right thing. But if you lose the first couple games, you know, the Giants have a very tough opening schedule with they play the Steelers and the Bears and the 49ers. So if you could start out 0-3 and you're still making guys run laps and you're losing, you say, this is not really helping us win. These things that are kind of demeaning us and making us not about football, is not related to winning, that's going to be tough to swallow for a lot of guys.
Now, for Joe Judge, he did learn from Nick Saban, and like Bill Belichick, like you mentioned, just because you learn from those two coaches, though, does not mean you're going to become a great coach. What does he have to show you in year one, since you've talked about how when he was hired, he was pretty much an unknown nationally?
Well, he has to win. I mean, if the NFL is all about winning. It's all about results. And I've been around the league for for 20 plus years, and everyone has their the training camp is a season of optimism. Everyone's going to win the Super Bowl. Everyone's got these ideas. Everyone's going to say, we do this, it's going to make it work. And I've worked with Andy Reid. I've worked with Tom Coughlin, two Hall of Fame coaches. And I've worked with the Dick Gerons of the world. And so I've seen every certain way, but it all comes down to once you start playing those games and you have to win. And do you have the talent to win? Do you have the right personnel to win? And if you win, a lot of those things look good. And if you don't win, then you say, well, why are you doing this? So he has to win, and especially early, as I said before, there's a tough opening slate for the Giants. If they start out and they win those games and say, wow, what Joe Judge has done has worked. And if they start out losing, then there'll be some eyes that say, well, what's going on here? And is this just another want-to-be Bill Belichick tree coach that has not worked out?
When you say win, like, how do you exactly define, like, how many games this year? Because I look at this Giants team, I don't think they're all that good this year. So what's the number in mind that you think would be acceptable for the Giants this year, Mark? Because I'm not expecting them to win a Super Bowl going on a limb here with that comment.
Yeah, well, it gets down to the ownership and the fan base, what their expectations are. If they're good with four wins, then they're happy with Joe Judge with four wins, then they'll keep him around and they'll be happy. If playoffs are the expectation and they don't make it to that, then it's a failure. So it's all about really the ownership. But, with all this we talk about, it doesn't care what the fans think, doesn't care what the media think. It's all about the ownership and who, what they think about Joe Judge and the job that he does and what their expectations are for Joe Judge. So, you don't have high expectations. I'm sure the fan base is split and thinking, oh, wow, we're going to make six games, some think 10 games, but it's really about what the ownership thinks and how they think a success will be.
Let's get to the next down. All right, Mark Gross from the NFL Network. When we look at the quarterback, all eyes will be on him. Had a good first year for what the expectations were with Daniel Jones. How did you evaluate him last year, and what do you expect out of him in year number two?
Yeah, well, the good first year, again, there's a lot of mix on Daniel Jones as far as, the expectations were so low for him going into the draft, and that's why there was so much controversy with him getting taken at the number six pick. And then, he played, and people said, well, actually, he's not horrible, but was he actually really good? Was he good? Is he a franchise Super Bowl winning quarterback? Is he a journeyman quarterback? So I think that's still up in the air with Daniel Jones. The turnovers were a huge problem, the fumbles, also the interceptions that, he had 12 or 13, but could have had a lot more. You saw a lot of those games during the middle of the season where there were a lot of drop interceptions by him. So he's going to have to take a huge step in protecting the ball and also scoring points early. If you watched the Giants games last year, a lot of the yards, a lot of the points came late in games where they lost. I mean, they lost, about 8, 9, 10 games in a row where they just kind of were playing catch up, and then you got a lot of what I call the garbage yard. So they're going to have to establish themselves as an offense early in games, score points, not turn the ball over. That's where Daniel Jones is going to have to take that step to show, I can make plays under pressure. I can make plays in critical situations. I can get points on the board early so that the Giants can play in the lead and our defense can secure games.
When you look at the offensive line, no Nate Solder this year. He opts out because of the coronavirus concerns, and understandably so with his family situation. They drafted Andrew Thomas this year. But other than that, like, you look at this offensive line, Will Hernandez is a young player, and we'll see how he continues to develop. When you look at the offensive line, do you think this is a good offensive line, or is there a lot of work to do here with the big boys up front?
Yeah, obviously the offensive line, we've been talking about the Giants offensive line forever. And each year it's something different. It's going to be a struggle. I thought Andrew Thomas was the best tackle in the draft, but it's going to be very tough for a rookie left tackle to start in the NFL, especially in these conditioning, no preseason games to practice against NFL caliber competition. You can never replicate game-like situations in practice. I mean, you can rep it and rep it and rep it, but there's nothing like game-like situations. So even though I think Andrew Thomas has all the talent in the world and could be a Pro Bowl caliber left tackle, it's going to be very hard for him to step in And again, we talk about the early schedule. You've got Pittsburgh, you got Chicago, you got San Francisco, Dallas right out the start with some serious defenses where they're going to stress him. And then at right tackle, I think it's, you know, a journeyman Cam Fleming who they're counting on. And then inside you've got the Will Hernandez who struggled last year, the Kevin Zeitler who's a solid player, and then Nick Gates who they're counting on at center. So I think that it's going to be a lot of struggles for that offensive line still, especially going up against formidable defenses early on.
How tough is it to evaluate what you have with quarterback when you have problems up front with the offensive line?
Well, you always look at quarterbacks to say, you know, when things are easy with quarterbacks, that is not what separates them. Every quarterback should, when you have blocking, when you have an open receiver, you should be able to perform then. You really evaluate quarterbacks when they're under pressure. That's what separates the good, the average, the bad, the average, the good, to the great. How those players respond to pressure, how those players respond to adverse situations, that's what separates great quarterbacks, the Tom Brady's and Drew Brees, where, you know, everyone wants to say, well, if they have blocking, if they have this, if, no. If you're great, you overcome that, you make everyone on the offense better, you overcome adverse situations, and you raise the level, and you make plays in critical situations when you're faced with adversity. That's what separates the great ones.
Let's get to the next down, Mark Ross. All right, Mark, when we look at the running back, that's probably, definitely their best player on the roster, not even probably. Last year suffered some injuries. When you look at Saquon this year, like, I know he's a really good talent, a really special talent, but I'm a little bit concerned with the lack of talent around him that they're going to waste his early years. How do you look at the future for Saquon Barkley with this organization, with the New York Football Giants?
You know, we talked about the running back, and it's Saquon is an excellent talent. I mean, very unique skill set where he can just make something out of nothing and break a 60-yard touchdown. But the issue is that, as we've seen, Zach, is the running back position in the NFL has kind of been devalued. And these great running backs have had wonderful years, get paid, and then they really fall off. So there really is not a long shelf life, not a long of career of, okay, these are prime years, and this is, we build our team around a running back to help us win a Super Bowl. So for Saquon, it's, of course, he's going to say, he said all the right things up to this point. He's going to keep saying the right things about, I want to be a Giant for life. I like what's going on here. He's going to say that because that's what the type of person he is. He's a stand-up person, supreme character. So he'll always say the right things. Now, behind the scenes, we'll see once contract time comes up what he says then and the situation where the Giants organization is, where the team is. So we'll see once that comes about. But he is a supreme talent, and he'll say the right things, but we'll see what happens when the contract time comes about.
Let's get to the final down. When we look at the defense for the Giants, they bring in Blake Martinez this past offseason. They made that trade, which I didn't really get, for Leonard Williams last year. Now he's back on the franchise tag. The Giants' defense is what to you for this upcoming year, Mark Ross?
The Giants' defense is not much better than last year. And as you saw last year, they really were a liability. The biggest thing is the pass rush. They still don't have a pass rusher. They basically are counting on Marcus Golden, who they signed very late. You know, that no one else around the league really wanted Marcus Golden. There wasn't a big market for him. He was a free agent, and they got him, you know, a couple weeks ago, signed him back. They have a couple young players that they're counting on who didn't really produce last year. So, you know, that's really, in the NFL, you got to rush the passer. You have to get out to the quarterback, and the Giants don't really still have that pass rush, even though that they've been looking for that the past couple of years. I think Blake Martinez was their big free agent signing, along with James Bradbury, who's a corner. You know, Blake Martinez, I think, really is just kind of a journeyman talent as a linebacker, and they paid a bunch of money for him. When you look at James Bradbury, they paid a bunch for him, but how much better is he than Janoris Jenkins? You know, they had issues with Janoris just because of his personality and his comments he made, which were obviously wrong. But how much better is James Bradbury than Janoris Jenkins? That's how you have to look at it. The DeAndre Baker situation, their first-round pick, who they lost You know, and the Sam Beal, their third-round pick from the supplemental draft a couple years ago, they lost him as well. So you're looking at all these pieces together, and you're saying, man, is this defense even worse than what they were last year? Are they better, or are they just kind of the same? But either way you look at it, I think the defense is going to struggle.
When you say pass rusher, the first name I think of is Josh Allen, and they could have drafted him. They elected to go Daniel Jones. If you think Jones is the next franchise quarterback, I get the decision. Do you think that was the right decision, looking back on it, to take Daniel Jones and pass up on Josh Allen, the tremendous pass rusher from Kentucky?
No, when it happened, actually, watching draft night, and I was actually watching, it was like, wow, they're going to get Josh Allen. You know, here they are. I really thought Josh Allen was one of the two or three best players in the draft by far. You know, Bosa was in the draft as well, and Kyler Murray. I thought, wow, you know, this guy's going to fall to him. You know, Cleveland Ferrell got surprisingly taken before Josh Allen. So I thought, wow, here you go. You get your pass rusher now. The Giants had another pick in the first round. You get your quarterback there, either Daniel Jones or Dwayne Haskins. And I thought that would have been the better move at the time. I still think that, where they're searching for pass rush. Is Daniel Jones the answer? Still a lot of question marks. But to take Daniel Jones at 6 and then take a defensive tackle, you know, Dexter Lawrence later on, who doesn't rush the passer. That's not his forte. I thought if you flip it, you take Josh Allen at 6, you get either Haskins or Daniel Jones later on, you're in a much better situation.
Once again, Mark Ross is an NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at Mark Ross. That's Mark with a C. NFL Network's Inside Training Camp live coverage here is daily, starting each day at 10 a.m. Eastern. Appreciate you previewing the Giants with us, Mark. Thanks so much.
All right, Zach. Thanks, man. Take care.
There's Mark Ross. Translation, Giants are going to be a bad football team this year based off his analysis. And I don't blame him. You know, that team, I don't really see much, and I can't put high expectations on the Giants this year. The way you walk away feeling good about the Giants this year all goes down to the development of the quarterback of Daniel Jones. Showed some good signs last year, now really needs to take it to that next step. The offensive line is a problem. You know, it's not a good offensive line. The weapons are not bad around him. Obviously, you have Saquon, who's great. Sterling Shepard, if he's healthy, good. Golden Tate, good. Darius Slayton, a nice find. You have Evan Ingram, who needs to stay healthy too. So you got some weapons to throw the football. You got a big-time weapon who could not only catch and run the football. With that being said, though, with the big boys up front, be able to buy Daniel Jones some fine and buy him some time and make sure that Saquon Barkley, when he gets the football, isn't dancing in the backfield because of the fact that there's someone right there in front of him. So, yeah, I look at the Giants. They're going to be third or fourth in this division. I probably put them at third and have Washington be fourth. It will not be a kind first year, though, for Joe Judge, where he could show you some things, but the overall record is not going to be good.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.